I first of all want to express, I know, on behalf of all of us, our great appreciation to Miss Clooney, Miss Remick, and Danny Thomas for coming from a far distance to help us tonight. I wish we could all just applaud them. I want to also express my appreciation to President Truman. I must say it is nice to have a former president who speaks well of you, and we're glad to have him here tonight. His only request has been, since I've been president, to get his piano up from the cellar, and we've done that. And we're going to run on it. And I also want to express my appreciation and the appreciation of us all to the Vice President for his tribute to Speaker Reagan. I must say that the merger of Boston and Austin, as he said today, was really the last merger that the Attorney General has allowed, but it's been one of the most successful. And as a loyal and faithful friend, I think that we've worked together better than any president and vice president's routine in history, at least since Roosevelt and Truman. I spoke a year ago today to take the inaugural, and I'd like to paraphrase a couple of statements I made that day by saying that we observe tonight not a celebration of freedom, but a victory of party. For we are sworn to pay off the same party debt our forebears ran out nearly a year and 3 months ago. Our deficit will not be paid off in the next 100 days, nor will it be paid off in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor perhaps even in our lifetime on this planet, but let us begin. Remembering that generosity is not a sign of weakness,